This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستهديه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. اللهم لك الحمد حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه، لك الحمد كما ينبغي لجلال وجهك وعظيم سلطانك. والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم اللهم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد، all praise due to Allah and His praise and blessings and peace be upon our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, his family, his companions and his followers until the day of judgment. I bear witness that Allah is the only one worthy of worship and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam his last and final messenger. My dear brothers, among Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's gifts and favors upon us that He have ordained for us, He have legislated for us certain times where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala offer us the opportunity to multiply our reward and to wipe our sins and to increase our or to raise our level in Jannah and to come much closer to Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even though He is not in need of us, we the one who needs Him. We the one who should do this effort and put always an extra effort to come to please Him subhanahu wa ta'ala for a simple reason. Because the amount of favors, the amount of ni'am, blessings that He have blessed you with, you will never be able, you are not fulfilling, you know, you're not being grateful enough to Him for it. Just ask yourself about or think about all the things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you in yourself, in your body, and the thing around you in this world. And how many things that you enjoy from Allah subhanahu as a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yet you're not thankful enough to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for it. Yet, with all this, He gave us these opportunities to even multiply our rewards and to get it much easier to make up whatever we have missed during the year. And we all know that in the month of Ramadan, but also there is other opportunities during the year. And one of them going to be starting soon, inshallah, on Sunday, which is the first 10 days of the Hijjah. The first 10 days of the month of the Hijjah. The month of the Hijjah is the last month in the Hijri calendar, and it is the second month in what we call Al-Ashhur Al-Hurum, the sacred months, the months with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have honored so much and He made them sacred. This month, known as the Hijjah, even before Islam. Why? Because the Arab used to do Hajj during this month and they inherited that from their father, Ismail alayhi salam, who taught this by his father, Ibrahim alayhi salam. It is important for us as we welcoming these 10 days, and these are great opportunity for all of us to take full advantage of it. How can we prepare ourselves for the 10 days of the Hijjah? Number one, and let's take it as a general rule, anytime you want to take advantage of anything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have offered you as an opportunity to multiply your reward or to worship Him more in it, or there is a virtue about this place or this time, in order for you to take full advantage of it, repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the sins that you are doing prior to this time or going to visit that place. So if you want a full advantage of the last third of the night, don't disobey Allah before you sleep. If you want to take full advantage of Salat al-Fajr and you wake up for it, don't sleep upon something haram while the last thing you were doing something haram. If you want a full advantage of Hajj, make sure before Hajj you repent, you purify yourself and your income and your, you know, your soul. If you want to take advantage of Umrah and so on. Anytime, Ramadan, the same thing. Also, when it comes to the 10 days of the Hijjah, it is so important for you to start working on certain things that you know that you need to change in yourself. certain, nobody going to be able to be perfect, but at least maybe you can decide on one or two things that you're going to work harder in the next couple of days. Maybe you have been abandoning a salat. You've not been praying on time. You've been missing a salat. This is something I'll change. I will repent from it right now as I'm talking to you. And Ya Rab, this will change. It's not going to happen again. Maybe I'm missing Salat al-Fajr and I'm not going to do this again. Ya Rab, maybe you know what? I've been abandoning Al-Quran since Ramadan. I didn't read anything. And I will change that. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees that from you, He open your heart and guide you to take full advantage of these 10 days. It all starts from that, from the soul, from the heart. You see, we all share the same knowledge sometimes, but there is a big difference between how we react. And that reaction is based on how much you purify your soul. وَتُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا أَيُّهَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ علق شرط الفلاح على التوبة. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, if you want to achieve success, and that success religiously, spiritually, worldly, you should have taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Said, if you have taqwa, you will attain success. In Surah An-Nur. That's why بعض العلماء كانوا يقولون لترك دانق من حرام أحب إلي من 500 حجة وكف الجوارح عن المحرمات أفضل من التطوع بالحج وهو أشق على النفوس. Some of the early scholars used to say, purifying your income from even danik, يعني small amount of haram, of money that doesn't belong to you. And speaking of which, I want to say, it is so sad. It is so sad how Muslims today are so relaxed when it comes to taking money that they have no rights for it. As if it means you're smart, or it means that you are, you know, it is halal for you to do so. And we see this so clearly when people disagree with each other over business. And we see this clearly when marriage falls apart, and a man taking full advantage of the law to take as much money as he can from his wife, or she do the same to her husband. We see that when a dispute happens. And you hear about all these stories that make you sick to your stomach. And thinking that this is okay. Or cheating, selling, or buying. That's not being smart. That those scholars said, one danak, just a little bit of money from haram, to leave it, to repent from it, better than 500 hajj. Better than 500 hajj. For those who sell what is haram, deal with what is haram, and they think by going to hajj and umrah. I remember one of my friends, a rich man, came to him, and he said, Ya Sheikh, I want to start an Islamic channel, TV channel. I feel bad, I'm getting older. And this guy owns a chain of channels like MTV type kind of channels in the Muslim world. You know, like all dancing, all movies, stuff like that. So my friend told him, he said, yeah, so-and-so, closing one of these channels better than opening 100 Islamic channels, Quran channels or Hadith channels. We don't want you to open any Quran channels for us, TV. Just close down this haram thing that you spread and need the poison that you're poisoning society with every day. So, and then he said, and controlling your tongue and your eyes and your ear from seeing, saying, watching, listening to what is haram, it is better than extra volunteer hajj. And they said, and it is much harder than making hajj and umrah. Hajj and Umrah is once in your lifetime, once in a year. But this is an everyday thing. To watch your tongue, to watch your ear, to watch your eye. Like for example, when you see young boys now or young girls in the masjid, they talking while I'm talking. They can't control their tongue. And the other person listening to it can't control their ear. Said, hey, don't talk while the sheikh talks. It's hard. That's just a simple example. Anyway, another thing is, make sure that you have determination to take full advantage of it. Make sure that you have the intention that, you know what, this will be a different 10 days. I will start planning from it from now. And plan for it. You cannot have a good outcome unless you do a good planning. I'm willing to do in this 10 days to make khatm al-Qur'an, which it means I read 3 juz a day. You know, maybe. Maybe you said, I'm going to listen to the whole Qur'an if I can't read it. I'll listen to 3 juz a day. Maybe, you know what, I will listen to lectures. I attend certain series of lectures. I'll read a book. You know, maybe in this 10 days, I'm planning to make sure that I will call and do 1, 2, 3. So have a plan. And make sure that you have this determination and sincere will that that's what you're going to do in these 10 days. It doesn't need to be so much, but even if it's a little bit, even if it's just one juz extra, even if it's a little bit of adhkar, you know what, I'm going to make sure that I'll pray on the masjid in these 10 days way more than before. I'll give donations. I'll donate for the sake of Allah and so forth. وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا. Those who struggle for our sake, we will guide them. The guidance is a result of that struggle, of that commitment. Stay away from sins. There is nothing can block you from good deeds like sins. Make sure that you have people that, you know, a buddy, someone that will help you to do better in these 10 days. Family members, friends, you know, someone that you talk, reach out to them. Said, hey, these 10 days coming up, I need your help. I need to someone to remind me of doing 1, 2, 3. Reach to your parents, reach to your spouse. Reach, hey, we need to do 1, 2, 3 in these days. Maybe even if it's one thing that we can help one another. وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. We remind one another, and we encourage one another, and we help one another to stay patient. Also, and this is, I will make this as a special point, make sure in these 10 days that you reach out to your family and you talk to them. Many of our children don't even know what 10 days of the Hijjah are, and what is special about them, and why we even talking about them right now. So share some of what you're going to learn today in this khutbah, and or you what you learn online by listening to somebody trusted talking about this subject. I'll have a full talk, inshallah ta'ala, if you're interested to know more in details about the rules of the Hijjah, and inshallah ta'ala, Saturday at 4 p.m. It will be live online. But at least some of the things that you learn, you hear, you share it with your family, with your children. Make sure that at least you, one of the things that we'll talk about, it's so important, takbir. Teach your children. Let the children see you as a mother making takbir while you are in the kitchen, while you are in the living room. The father while he is in the kitchen, while he is in the living room, while he's in the garage, while he's working out, you know, walking or driving. In these 10 days, it is highly recommended to increase your takbir. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. It's enough to know about these 10 days that Allah made an oath with them. Wal fajri wa layalin ashr. As Ibn Abbas said, Allah made an oath with these 10 days. And He is the greatest one, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when the great make an oath with something, He only make an oath with something great, which is these 10 days. In Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, they are well-known days to Allah. Well-known to what? To be a virtue, days of virtues. Well-known to Allah to be the days of forgiveness and rewards and breaks and gifts. وَيَذْكُرُ اللَّهَ فِي أَيَّامٍ مَعْلُومَاتٍ وَالْأَيَّامِ الْمَعْلُومَاتِ عَشْرٍ مِنْ ذِي الْحِجَّةِ عَلَى مَا رَزَقَهُمْ مِنْ بَهِيمَةِ الْأَنْعَامِ. So they mention Allah in these well-known days. عن جابر رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أفضل أيام الدنيا أيام العشر يعني عشر ذي الحجة قيل ولا مثلهن في سبيل الله قال ولا مثلهن في سبيل الله إلا رجل عفر وجهه بالتراب أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. Jabir radiallahu anhu said that the Prophet said the best days are the 10 days of the Hajjah. The 10 days of the Hajjah. In these 10 days, there is even one more special day, which is the day of Arafah, the greatest day of Hajj, Yawm al-Hajj al-Akbar, the day of forgiveness, the day of freeing from hellfire, Al-Itq min al-Niran. Wasn't any other days in the 10 days of the Hajjah except the day of Arafah, it will be enough. In it also another day, which is the cream of the pie. In Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the greatest day in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's sight is the day of al-Nahr. Qala a'zamu al-ayyami inda Allah yawm al-Nahr. So as a group of days, the best days are the 10 days. And the best of these days will be the day of Eid, the day of Eid al-Adha, as reported by Abi Dawood radiallahu rahimahullahu ta'ala wa al-Nasai wa ghayru. Ibn Hajar rahimahullah said, look at these 10 days. People fast, people make Hajj and Umrah, people make Salah, people make Sadaqah, give charity, people do sacrifice the Hadi. So he said, all the great acts of worship are done during these 10 days. Even better than the Ramadan. Ramadan, we pray, we fast, we give Sadaqah, we read Quran, we make Dhikr. Yeah, but in the last 10 days, people make Hajj and Umrah, which has made it even more higher level than just the regular days. Ibn Abbas said that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "Ma min ayyamin al-amal as-salih fiha ahabbu ila Allah min hadhihi al-ayyam," ya'ni ayyam al-ashr. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that any good deeds done during these 10 days are more beloved to Allah than doing it in any other days. Yani you pray dhuhr now, but you pray dhuhr during the 10 days is way more beloved and way more rewarded than praying it in other than the 10 days. You make sadaqah, you make dhikr, you make dua, you any good deeds you do, the ajr in the 10 days is way more than outside the 10 days. Unmatched. That's a great opportunity for you to take advantage of it. Then they give an example. He said, Ya Rasulullah, what about someone go for jihad? Is he even jihad? Except somebody die. Khalas, if he dies outside the 10 days or inside the 10 days, it's equal, the same. Among the thing, beside making Hajj and Umrah, which is most of us, we're not going to be, I guess all of us, not doing by now. If you're not there, I doubt you will be in Mecca making Hajj this year. But may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all to go to Hajj and Umrah soon. Allahumma ameen. But one other thing that in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or one thing that you should care for, as-salah. Come early to the masjid. Come a little bit early. You know, it hurts me so much sometimes when I see people, you know, I'm not going to say even my kids or my children or kids young age. I'll say even people who are much older. When they tell me, yeah, but it's still 10 minutes for salah. I was like, what? You know, he doesn't want to come, or she doesn't want to come 10 minutes earlier before the iqamah. It's too hard. That's just wrong. You come to the masjid as early as you can, and you pray, and you prepare yourself for the salah. You read Quran, you make dhikr, you pray the sunnah before the salah start. There's people just timing it exactly. That's why I never like ever, and I hope our administration follow that exactly, because I'm very picky about this issue, which is I never ever say when khutbah start finish and when salatul jumu'ah start. And I can't stand it when someone tell me salah has to start 2 o'clock. What if I want to start the salah 5 minutes to 2? Sheikh, I'm going to miss it. Who told you to be late? When you come 1:30, you'll be here before 1:30. There's no such thing as salah start at. Salah start 1:30. That's the akhlaq, that's the attitude of the Muslim. You know, when you say, when you pray, you pray. What time for Taraweeh finish? I don't know what time it's finished. I know what start. You come, you pray. Finish whatever it finish. There is an estimate, but it's not by the minute. Why? Because the salah, when you come to the salah, that's a salah means something great to you. Today in Khutbatul Jumu'ah, people don't even come early. Come late. I give khutbah in different masajid. So sometimes I come, happen to come early. They said, khalas, there's 30 minutes, I'll go to the masjid. They said, Sheikh, but it's still 30 minutes. I said, okay. Can't we just go pray, read Quran until the salah start? Oh, as if I come from some, you know, Mars or something. I'm like, I'm Earth still, you know? I'm from Earth. It sounds weird, and that's so strange, so hurtful. I remember when we were young, you know, I know we have a different culture because we work on Friday. But even when there is no work on Friday, it became the norm. I still remember growing up, you know, coming to the masjid 1 hour before Khutbatul Jumu'ah was too late. 1 hour was late. There is still people, alhamdulillah, when you go to the masjid, 1 hour before salah. I remember I went to one of the mashayikh masjids in Egypt. I prayed in the street, the second street next to the masjid. That's 1 hour before the khutbah. People, how early they come. The commitment to the salah is something important. You know, I don't expect you to go from 0 to 100, but at least push yourself a little bit more. Also, one thing that increases your qiyam al-layl, you're praying in the night, your sunan. Make sure that you care for it during these 10 days. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala an yanfa'ana wa iyyakum bima sami'na aqulu ma sami'tum wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum. Alhamdulillah wahdahu was-salatu was-salamu ala man la nabiyya ba'dahu wa ba'd. Also, among the things that is recommended during these 10 days, that the person offer al-takbir. Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar, la ilaha illa Allah, Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar wa lillahi alhamd. Yani, and the way to make takbir, it can be done in many different ways. Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar, la ilaha illallah. 3 times Allahu akbar, la ilaha illallah, Allahu akbar 3 times. Or 2 times, then walillahi alhamd. You can say Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar, kabira. Also, you can say something like that. Yani, in any different way, it doesn't matter. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not specify any format. These formats came from the Sahaba and the Tabi'een. But the Prophet ﷺ said, increase your takbir in these days. Maymun ibn Mahran said, in the 10 days, I see people making takbir as if it's the wave of the ocean. Allahu Akbar, Allahu. You can raise your voice with it, you can do it lower. You know, lower your voice with it. It doesn't matter. But the point is, make sure that you make takbir as much as you can during these 10 days. And in Nabi ﷺ, when he said, these are the best days and the most beloved deeds, he said, so, increase your so make sure you do Allahu, make takbir, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, la ilaha illallah. And takbir, it doesn't mean only Allahu Akbar. You can add Allah ilaha illallah, alhamdulillah, wa subhanallah, wallahu akbar, including tahleel, wa tasbih, wa tahmeed as well. So you increase your dhikr during these 10 days. And when it starts from that day, the fajr of the first day of the 10 days, and it continues 3 days after Eid al-Adha. So Eid al-Adha and 3 days after it. That's this whole 14 days or 13 days. That's where you increase your dhikr and you do it all the time. From the day of Arafah and the day of Eid and 3 days after Eid, it is highly recommended to make sure that you say it after the salah. So after you finish your salah, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, Allahumma anta assalam wa minka assalam. Then after that you say, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, la ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, wa lillahi alhamd. And people do it individually. It's not a chanting, you know, somebody leading and everybody following. People need to learn how to do it in their own and their street and their cars and work. When you are in online, you're just making your takbir and dhikr. And that's something easy to be done, and it's important that in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mention it for all of us. Also, in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it's true that never was reported that he fasted any of the days of the 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. But fasting is an act of worship that is so rewarding and so great, so you can do it. The only day that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam highly recommended us to fast is the day of Arafah. But other than that, it's nothing from the Sunnah of the Prophet specifically about that. There is a general hadith talk about the importance of fasting, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. All good deeds, being good to your parents, good to your neighbors, learning the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, reading Quran, anything that you can think, and sadaqah, it is also greatly important, ibadah, to make sure to have share of it during these 10 days. And a dua is the something I will end with. Make sure that you make a lot of dua for yourself, for your family, for the believing men and women. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from all of us, Ya Rab, a'inna ala hadhihi al-ashr. Ya Rab, help us to be great during these 10 days. Ya Rab, help us to take full advantage of these 10 days. Ya Rab, making a blessed 10 days for all of us. These 10 days to be a blessing for us and for the whole Muslim Ummah and to the world. Ya Allah, now we ask you forgiveness, to forgive us and our parents, our family, or all our believing men and women, the living and the dead among them. Ya Hayy Ya Qayyum. Ya, we ask you to protect us and our family from all kind of fitan, what we know and we don't know, and all kind of evil that we know and we don't know. And we ask you, Allah, to grant us al-jannah, wa ma qarraba ilayha min qawli wa amal, and what bring us closer to it. We ask you to always beautify iman in our heart, and to make us love it, and love to do what bring us closer to you, and to make us hate and dislike, and distance ourselves from all evil, from all sins, and to help us to stay away from it. Ya Allah, beautify us with the best of manners, and purify us from the worst of character traits. Allahumma ameen. Allahumma inna nas'aluka al-huda wal-tuqa wal-afafa wal-ghina. Allahumma irfa' 'ani al-muslimin al-mustad'afin al-mazlumin fi kulli makan. Ya hayy ya qayyum. Allahumma aghni fuqara'ana wahdi dhalana wa'afi mubtalana wahfaz ghaibana. Allahumma waqbal ta'ibana. Allahumma inna nas'aluka al-huda. Allahumma inna nas'aluka al-huda. Allahumma inna nas'aluka al-huda wath-thabat 'ala ar-rushd hatta al-mamat. Ya hayy ya qayyum. Wa sallallahu 'ala Muhammadin wa alihi wa sahbihi wa qumu lis